Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Moed Katan Daf Chafei. We left off on Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. We are at the Mishnah on the bottom of the page on Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship. I'm going to have to apologize in advance. It'll be a little bit of a quicker shiur. I need to run to Pennsylvania this morning to the Shasathon, Be'ezras Hashem. So what's this? I need this to get in. But everyone looking like, what do you have in there? So that's we'll just get through the Gemara, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, so let's begin. We're at the Mishnah. We're going to continue discussing what forms of Avelus may be done on Moed and may not be done on Moed. A lot of Agadita today, the Gemara is going to discuss what happens or what happened when particular Chachamim died and they were brought to burial in Eretz Yisrael, and the special kavod that the Ribono Shel Olam showed for them by making the Teva change having miraculous things occur on their account. We're also going to go through different hespedim that were said by certain people when great tzaddikim died. So the Mishnah first tells us at the bottom of Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, Ein Korin V'lo Cholzin Ve'Mavrin Ela Krovav Shel Meis, that you only are Korea a beged for Avelus, and you're only Cholitz the Kasef, you only reveal the shoulder in the tearing, and you only eat the Sudas Havra for the Krovim of the Meis during Moed, but all other people that are not Chayvin Avelus should not do Kriya, they should not do Chalitza Sakasef, they should not eat the Sudas Havra together with the other Avelim, on Chalamoed. Ve'in Mavrin Ela Almita Zakufa, and you don't feed a Sudas, you only feed a Sudas Havra to those relatives that are allowed to have a Sudas Havra on Chalamoed, on a Mita Zakufa, on an upright bed, not like throughout the rest of the year where you would have the Sudas Havra on a Mita that's Allah. It's on the ground. You're only on the Moed. It's because of the covenant of the Moed. It's only on a Mita Zakufa. So now the Mishnah had said that the Krovav of a Mace, the Krovim of a deceased person, are allowed to tear their Begadim on Chol HaMoed and to expose their shoulders and teeth the Sudas Havra because of the Avelus. The implication is that that's true of any Mace. So says the Gemara, Va'afilu Chacham. Is that true even for a Chacham that only the relatives are going to tear Kriya? Va'atanya, doesn't the Brisa tell us, Chacham Shemes Hakol Krovav, that if a Chacham dies, everybody's considered to be a Krovav of the Chacham? So the Gemara explains, Hakol Krovav Salkadai. What do you mean, Hakol Krovav? How could you say everybody is a relative? Not everybody is a relative. Ela Hakol Kikrovav. No, what it means to say is everybody is like a relative. Hakol Korin Alav, Hakol Cholzin Alav, Hakol Mavrin Alav Berchava. Everyone tears Kriya, everyone does Chalitza Sakasev, everyone has Suda Savra, and apparently even on Chalamoed. I mean, that's the way I'm reading according to some Rishonim. I mean, not all Rishonim agree that all of this is about Chol HaMoed. It just might be about, in general, whether everybody does all of these things for a Chacham. But let's read that way, that we're talking about Chol HaMoed. So you see that everybody, not only the relatives, not only the actual relatives, everybody, when a Chacham dies, is allowed to do these things on Chol HaMoed. So it says, our Mishnah is talking about someone who's not a Chacham, a regular person died. Okay, but the Adam Kasha, but even if he's just an Adam Kasher, there's a Chiyuv Kriya. Why is it that a person suffers the tragic loss of young children? So that he will cry and be misabel for an Adam Kasher. Says Gemara, does that make any sense? In order to get him in the future to cry over an Adam Kasher, as if we're taking this payment from him in advance by having him lose his young children? Rachman al-Islam, no, Ela Mipnei Shalobach of Isab al-Adam Kasher, not future tense, past tense. Because he was not Bocha Umisabel in the past for an Adam Kasher. Shekala Bocha Umisabel Adam Kasher, Mochel Nal Kalavanosav. To put a positive spin on it, someone who is Bocha and Misabel when an Adam Kasher, someone who cries and Misabel when an Adam Kasher dies, is going to have a Mechila Savonos, Bishvil Kavod, Chasalo, because of the Kavod that he did for the Adam Kasher. So you see that there's a mitzvah to be Misabel in every Adam Kasher, even if he's not your relative. And our Mishnah says that only the relatives are allowed to be Misabel in such a way. You're right. Delav Adam Kasheru. Our Mishnah is talking about a person who's not an Adam Kasher. But Enoch Inami, an Adam Kasher who dies, everyone has to be Mesabel on him, even on Chol HaMoed. Says Gemara, Idikayas Mishas Yitzias Neshama Chiyuv Mechayev. If he stands there at the time of Yitzias Neshama, when the person dies, he should still have to be Korea for even if the person's not an Adam Kasher, and even on Chalamoi. Detanya, because the Brisa tells us, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Omid al Meis, Mishatz Yitzias Neshama, Chayiv L'Kroa. If a person is standing next to a mace at the time of the Yitzias Neshama, he has to tear Kriya. L'mazeh domil, Sefer Torah Shenisraf, because we compare this to a Sefer Torah that gets burnt, because the Torah is called a Ner, Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Ar, and the Neshama of a person is called a Ner, Ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam, so Shechayiv L'Kroa, he has to tear Kriya on a Sefer Torah that gets burnt, and similarly, he has to tear Kriya on a Neshama that leaves the body. So it turns out, so someone who's there at the time of Yitzias Neshama has to tear Kriya no matter who the person was. Every Jewish person is considered to be a Sefer Torah, even if he's not your relative, even if he's not a Chacham, even if he's not an Adam Kasher. So how come our Mishnah says that only the Krovim are allowed to be knowing these new Hugei Avelos? Says Gemara, Delo Kayasim Shas Yitzias Neshama. Our Mishnah is talking about where you weren't standing there at the time of Yitzias Neshama, but in a Chinami. If you were there at the time of Yitzias Neshama, then you would tear Kriya. Even on Chalamoid, Kinach Nafshid of Safra. So now the Gemara brings a Maisa related to tearing Kriya about Anachacham Shemes. So when Rav Safra passed away, so Lo Karu Rabbanan Alei, the Rabbanan didn't tear Kriya as a sign of Avelus. So Amri, the Chum said, we're not tearing Kriya because Lo Garminan Minei. We didn't learn Torah from him. The Chi of Kriya is only on those who learn Torah from him, those who are his Talmidim. So Amru Abaye said to the Chacham, Mitanya Harab Shemes. Chacham Shemes Tanya. It doesn't say that if your Rebbe dies, it says if a Chacham dies that you tear Kriya. So why would you think not to tear Kriya? And not only that, but Ode, Kol Yom Shmaitzim Bipum Bei Midrasha. And furthermore, you do learn Torah from him. His teachings are taught every single day in the Beis Medrash. So he is considered like your Rebbe. So even Lashitaschem, that it's only on a Rebbe, he is your Rebbe and you're chayav to tear Kriya. The Maram Rutenberg is quoted in the Rush over here that the din of Chacham Shemes, Hakol Krovov, is only by a Chacham that people know of his Chidushei Torah, but if they don't know his Chidushim and he's not your Rebbe, then in a Chinami this Chi of Kriya doesn't apply. And his Raya is from the fact that Abaye, after he's Medayik, that it says Chacham Shemes, that he says, and also Rav Safra's Torah is taught every day in the Beis Medrash. So the Rush disagrees with the Maran Rutenberg. He says, Abaye first asked that it says Chacham Shemes and not Harav Shemes. So therefore you see right away that even if he's just a Chacham, you have to tear Kriya. He's just adding, Afilu l'shi, but not that I paskin like Shitascha, I paskin like my Shita, that it's that any Chacham Shemes. So it's Machlok, it's Rosh and Ram Rutenberg, whether it's someone whose teachings are not known in the Beis Medrash, and he's not your Rebbe, whether you tear Kriya for him. So Savar Maida Hava Hava. So the Chachamim, who had not yet torn Kriya, thought, okay, so now we learned a lesson, but it's too late. We didn't tear Kriya at the time that we heard of his Petira. So Amul Abaye, Abaye corrected them. He said, Tanina, Chacham Kolzman Shoskim Dehesped, Chayav in the Kroa, that calls man that they're osik in the hesped, you have to tear Kriya. It's still the zman of Kriya. It's still like a shaschimum. So some of them are really out there. They wanted to tear Kriya right away, even without saying a hesped. No, the ikar kavod of the chacham is during the hesped, so you should be korea at the time of the hesped. So don't be korea now, but you're still not too late. When they say more hespedim, then you could be korea again. So the Gemara tells us what happened when Rav Huna died. Kinach nafshei de Rav Huna, when Rav Huna had a yitzias neshama, when he was nifter, several of the suvi sefer Torah apuria. The Talmidim wanted to put a sefer Torah on his mita to say, you know, as if to make a symbolic gesture that kiyem zeh mashakasav bazeh, that this person was in total fulfillment of everything it says in this sefer Torah. The Gemara in Maseches Baba Kama Daf Yud Zayin says you put a sefer Torah on a mita of a mace, but you don't you say kiyem zeh mashakasav bazeh. Rashi on the Rif and the Ritva say that they wanted to put a Sefer Torah on Mitaso of Rav Huna because of Kvoda, meaning Kiyem Zeh Mashkas B'Zeh, but even though you're not allowed to say it beferish, because it's you don't want to take the risk that it's going to be a Kitrug on him, but at least to make a symbolic gesture. So Amalu Rav Chisra said to the Talmidim Rav Huna, Milsa de B'chaye Lo Svirulei, something that he didn't hold of in his lifetime, Hashalekam Lavadei, now that he's dead, you're going to do it to him? Rav Huna held, you're not supposed to put a Sefer Torah on a Mita. The Amar of Techlifa, I saw Ravuna wanted to sit on a bed once, and there was a Sefer Torah there. The Kaf Kada Arav Osef Sefer Torah Ilavei. So he took a kli and he turned it upside down, and he put the Sefer Torah on that kli because he refused to sit on the same bed that the Sefer Torah was on. So now that he's dead, you're going to put him on the same bed that the Sefer Torah is on. You see that he holds that you're not allowed to sit on the mita that the Sefer Torah is placed on. So continuing the story, what happened after Rav Huna died? So now they didn't put a Sefer Torah on his mita. But the bed that he was on was not able to fit through the doorway because the doorway was very narrow. So they didn't know how to get him out. So they wanted to take him through the roof and take him out that way. So but didn't we learn from Rav Huna that the proper kavod of a chacham is to take him out derech haPesach? So you can't take him out derech haGag. So they said, okay, let's bring him to a narrower coffin, a narrower bed, and we'll bring him out on a narrower bed instead of on a wide one that's not going to fit through the door. No, remember we learned from Rav Huna chacham kvodah b'mita rishona that the yikru kavod of a chacham is on that first mita that he dies on, so you're not supposed to move him. How do I know that the kavod is the ikur kavod is in the mita rishona? Shneamar, because it says by the agala that David brought the Aron Hashem from Beis Avinadav back. They brought the Aron back on. It says Vayarkivu as Aron Elokim El Agola Chadasha, that the Agola Chadasha that the Plishtim sent the Aron Hashem on, David brought from the house of Avinadav to Ir David, and they didn't bring it. They didn't put it on a different wagon. So you see, it's not the Derech Kavod to be metaltal the Aron from one wagon to another. So the same is true of a Chacham Shmei. So here's the second time in today's daf where we compare a Chacham to a Sefer Torah or to an Aron, which represents the Sefer Torah. The little daf yomi coincidence after reading about the Aron yesterday in the Parsha. So a little bit about the Aron. So it's not the Derech Kavod to move him from Mita Lemita. So Parus Bava Va'afkua. So what they did is they just widened the doorway. They broke open the doorway a little bit further in order to take Rav Huna out, since the other two Eitzes that they thought of were not appropriate considering Rav Huna's own teachings. So Pasachale Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba started his hesped for Rav Huna, and he said, Ro'i Hayi Rabbeinu Shetisho V'Shechina Elash Bavel Garmalay, that he really deserved the Hashras Hashchina. He was such a gadol, but since he lived in Bavel, the Shechina is not Shara b'chutz la'aretz, so he was not Zochet Hashras Hashchina because he lived in Chutz La'aretz. Had he lived in Eretz Yisrael, he was a Bal Madrega that he deserved a sense of Hashras Hashchina. So Mas Rav Nachum Rav Chista, Ba'amrila Rav Chanan Bar Rav Chista. So someone asked, but doesn't the Pasuk say in the first chapter of Yecheskel, Hayo Hayo Devar Hashem al Yecheskel Ben Buzi HaKohen Be'eretz Kastim? So you see that the Shechina was Shara even in Chutz La'aretz, in Eretz Kazdim. So how can you say the Shechina is not Shara in Chutz La'aretz? You see, Yecheskel HaNavi got Nevuah in Chutz La'aretz. That's why Chazal compare him in Masech Chagiga, we'll learn soon. Chazal compare Yecheskel to a villager, as opposed to Yeshayo, who's compared to a city dweller. Yeshayo is a city dweller because he was Misnavi in Eretz Yisrael, whereas Yecheskel was in Chutz La'aretz. So it's Ki'ilu, a spiritual village, a spiritual tiny, you know, backward village that he received Nevuah in. But he had Ashras Hashchina. So Tavach Le'avu B'Sandale. So Rav Chista, his father, tapped him on the shoes quietly, so that people shouldn't hear this around the bed of Rav Huna. Amar Le'Rav Chista said, Lava Minu Lecha Lo Titru Dalma. Didn't I tell you not to bother people with kashas? Because it's an easy answer. Mai Hayo Shahaya Kvar. What does the pasuk mean when it says Hayo Haya? That it means that Dafka, when you already had Ashras Hashchina, even that Dafka at that time they had Ashras Hashchina in Chutz La'aretz, but not at other times. Meaning that's why it says that when the Navi reports that Yecheskel had Ashras Hashchina, it says, oh yeah, in times past there was Ashras Hashchina in Chutz La'aretz for Yecheskel, but Rav Huna couldn't have Ashras Hashchina because he lived in Chutz La'aretz, because in these times we don't have Ashras Hashchina in Chutz La'aretz. That's how Rashi understands. Rashi also suggests a different interpretation, and Ran suggests that it was that Shahaya Kvar means that he already had Ruach HaKodesh when he was in Eretz Yisrael, so it didn't go away when he went to Chutz La'aretz. But a person can't have he can't initiate a sense of Ashras Hashchina in Chutz La'aretz. So Yecheskel didn't break the rule; it already happened in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore continued only in Chutz La'aretz. That's the other interpretation. So the Gemara continues to tell us what happened when they were bringing Rav Huna's Aron to Eretz Yisrael. Ki askul lahasam, when they brought Rav Huna primitive burial in Eretz Yisrael, so because apparently that's a maila to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Amrle the Rabbi Ami the Rabbi Asi, they told Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, who were already in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Huna Asi. They just said Rav Huna's coming. Now there was no form of immediate communication, so Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi had no idea that Rav Huna was dead. They thought Rav Huna was coming. So Amru, they said, Ki Avinan Hasam, when we were in Babel Avel and Liration Minei, we couldn't even lift up our head because of Busha. He knew so much more than us. We weren't able to have any hashpa. Hashra Asin Hacha Asabasrin. So now that we came here, we were able to be big Rabbanim. So now he's going to come and we're going to be out of a job. So Ben Yehuda says that they were nervous that they weren't going to be able to be Mashbia, that they thought their tafkid was to be Mashbia on Klal Yisrael, and they were going to be out of, they're not going to be able to have such hashpa. Samar Luhu, they said, no, Aronaba. He's not, his Aron is coming, meaning he's coming for burial. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi Nafuk. So Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi went out to be Malavahim. Rabbi Eliv, Rabbi Chanina, lo Nafuk. Rabbi Eliv and Rabbi Chanina did not go out to be Malavahim. Ikada Amri, others say Rabbi Ila Nafuk, Rabbi Chanina lo Nafuk. Rabbi Ila did go out, but Rabbi Chanina did not. Did Nafuk my time? Why would one yes go out? To Tanya, Aron over Makom Makom. If an Aron is going from one place to another, it's as if the mace was Niftar on that day, and if there was one of the Krovim that a royal Lisabel love, you would be Noe Kalmine Avelus. So Omdim love Beshura, Va'omulav Birchas Avelim, V'Tanchume Avelim, meaning even when the person didn't die that day, but the Aron is traveling, so the Aron arrives in Eretz Yisrael, so you do all of the things that you would normally do when you would have a regular funeral. To lo nafak my time. So why didn't the one who didn't go out, the one who chose not to go greet the Aron of Rav Huna, what was his logic? The Tanya, Aron over Makom Makom, he held that when an Aron goes from one place to another, it's not treated the same. You don't do all the normal things that you would do at a funeral. Well, kashin hadadi, isn't it a stira between the two brises? One brisa says yes, the other brisa says no. One brisa says that you're yotzei for an Aron over makom makom. You're omid b'shuri, you're mevarich b'chus aveilim, you're menachem aveilim, and the other brisa says you don't do any of those things. Lo kasha, kan shildo kayemes, kan kishain b'shain shildo kayemes. That the Bryce that says that your yotzei for the Aron that's over Makom Makom is talking about that the skeleton is still intact, where the body is still intact. Whereas the Bryce that says you're not yotzei is talking about when the mace is not still intact, that all the bones have fallen apart. Rav Huna shildu kayemes hava, and Rav Huna, his body was still intact. The lo nafik lo simu kameh, and the one that wouldn't go out to be malava, didn't realize that. He thought that it was not shildu kayemes, but had he realized that it was shildu kayemes, he too would have gone out, because that's in fact the halacha. So the Gemara brings the what happened when they tried to bury Rav Huna. So Amri hecha ninche, so the Chum said, where should we bury him? So Rav Huna rebates Torah b'Yisrael. They figured Rav Huna was a big marbitz Torah in Klal Yisrael. He had so many talmidim, and Rabbi Chiya rebates Torah b'Yisrael. And Rabbi Chiya was also a big marbitz Torah in Klal Yisrael. That Rabbi Chiya was the one that said that he was gorim shlo tishtakach Torah b'Yisrael in Gesugim b'Metzia Daf Pehei, that he'd make it that Klal Yisrael would never forget the Torah, because he would kill all the deer that make the hides and write the Sivrei Torah and teach the children the chumashim that they will teach each other. He had a whole mahalich about making sure that Klal Yisrael would never forget the Torah. So he was a great marbitz Torah in Klal Yisrael. So it makes sense to put them next to each other. In general, that's what you're supposed to do. That people of similar madrigals should be buried near each other. That's why the Gemara Sanhedrin tells us that the Chayavei Skila and Srefa are not buried in the same cemetery as the Chayavei Harag and Chenek, because Chayavei Skila and Srefa are bigger Rishayim than Chayavei Harag and Chenek. And you try to put people on similar spiritual levels near each other. That's why in some cemeteries you have like a Chelek HaRabbanim, where Dafka the Rabbanim are buried in that part, because the assumption is they're basically roughly on the same spiritual level. Many cemeteries are different. You have sections for shuls, because most of the people in the same shul are generally on the same rough spiritual level. So Man Ma'ayle, so who should be the one to bring Rav Huna's Aron next to Rabbi Chiya? So Amalu Rav Chana, so Rav Chana said to the Chachamim, Ano Ma'ayalnale, I'll bring him into the Kvura next to Rabbi Chiya. I was just reading a Maisa that when Rav Baruch Ber passed away, he Dafka insisted he wanted to be buried next to his father, which is interesting. He didn't want to be buried next to Rav Chaim. I guess he felt unworthy. He probably felt that it wasn't, I don't know where Rav Chaim was buried. Maybe he wasn't anywhere near there, but he wanted to be buried next to his father. The problem was, there were 70,000 graves in the cemetery. There was not a single inch of space that was open in the cemetery, and they couldn't find any place. But they asked Rav Chaim Ezer what to do. He said he asked to be buried next to his father. He got to find a place to bury bury him next to his father. So there was a path next to his father, and they buried him at perpendicular, like all the graves went in one direction, and they buried Rav Baruch Ber in the other direction. And they didn't even have time to set up a matzeva. They quickly covered it with cement, and then the Nazis came, and everything was destroyed. And for years, Rav Baruch Ber never even had a hakamah, so they never had a matzeva, and they lost the kever. They didn't know where the kever was. The whole cemetery was raised over and poured over with cement. And then, like just a few years ago, 75 years after, or 70 years after Rav Baruch Ber died, they found it. And the way they found it, because he was the only kever, They dug up the whole cemetery, and they found the one kever that was going in the other direction. They knew that was Rabbi Baruch Ber, because they had some old people who remembered that Maisa, and they finally had a Kamasa Matseva 75 years after he died. A remarkable story. I mean, there's more to the story, but not for right now. So Rav Chagas said, I'll bring him to Kfura by Rabbi Chiyadu. Kimti l'tamudi ki avina bar tam nisri shenin v'lchazi li keri. And why am I such a tzaddik? Why am I zocha to bring Rafuna to Kfura? Because even though Ben Shmona, you're supposed to get married when you're 18 years old, because that's when the hirurim will get out of control. I continued to learn Torah when I was 18 years old, and I never became a balkari. I never had, never saw Sheikh Vazara, so I'm a kadosh v'tahar. Plus, I was Meshamesh Rafuna, so I knew all of his hanhagos, all of his tzidkos. One day, his tefillin flipped around, the ritzua of his tefillin flipped around, and the light side of the tefillin was outward instead of the black side of the tefillin. And he sat 40 fast days for it. This is one of the fact that Chazal always talk about when you flip the ritzua around is one of the marmakamos they discuss. You know, they sell the ritzuos that are black on both sides. Some say it's better, so your ritzuos are never backwards, because no matter what, you always have. But others say, well, you see from Chazal, they didn't do that. What, they couldn't think of the chachma to make it black on both sides? So apparently there's a mesorah not to do that. So that's a question, whether that's better or worse, or it doesn't make a difference. It's kosher for sure, but it's shaila whether it's better or worse. So they brought Rav Chaga, brought the Aron of Rav Huna near Rabbi Chiya. Rav Yehuda and Chizkiya were on the two sides of Rabbi Chiya, buried on the two sides of him. So the deceased Yehuda said to the deceased Chizkiya, get up, it's not proper that that Rav Huna's coming. So when they got up, the covered Rav Huna, a pillar of fire rose with them. Rav Chaga saw that and he got very frightened. So he picked up the aron of Rav Huna to sort of shield himself, and he ran out of there. And the only reason he didn't get consumed by that fire and he wasn't damaged, he wasn't hurt, was because he lifted up the arun of Rav Huna and the Eish was not able to pass by there. When Rav Chista passed away, they wanted to put a Sefer Torah in his bed as well. Something that his own Rebbe didn't hold up, we're going to do for him. Agav, the post can point out, the Tazra is the there's a Yerushalmi that says that the reason you stand up when there's a levaya is not for the mace, but it's for the nosei mace. Because the people who are nosei mace are carrying the coffin, they're doing a mitzvah, and you stand up for a mitzvah, just like by bikurim, we stand up for a mitzvah. That's how some of the achronim explain why we stand up during vayivarech tavid, is because people have a minute to give tzedakah at that time, so you're standing up for the osei mitzvah. So people stand up when chasan kala walk down the aisle, they're standing up for the osei mitzvah, not for anything else. But they point out from this gemara that they were standing up for afuna, the taz raises the kasha. They were standing up for the deceased, not for the person carrying the deceased. It says beferish that Yehuda and Chizkiya were standing up for the deceased. So the Taz suggests, maybe if the deceased is such a Talmud Chacham like Rav Huna, maybe that's different. But anyway, so when Rav Chista died, they also wanted to put a Sefer Torah in his bed. They said, no, Rav Chista's Rebbe was Rav Huna, and Rav Huna held you not allowed to do that. So the Talmidim of Rav Chista thought not to sew up the tear of their clothing when they tore Kriyos. Once they turn away from the Mita, Sholim, they could mend the tear. When Rabbi Rav Huna and Rav Nuna passed away, they brought them to Kavura from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Kimatu Agishra, when they got to a narrow bridge where they weren't able to pass with the two mitos, Zebet Sadzeh, one next to the other, and one had to go in front of the other, Kamu Gamli, the Gemalim stood in their place, the Gemalim that were carrying their mitos stood in their place, and they wouldn't go anymore. Samalu Ayutayaya, so a certain Yishmaeli, a certain certain Arab merchant said, "My high, what's going on over here? Why did the gemalim stop?" So Amalei, they responded, "Rabbanan takav the yekra adadi. It's the niftarim, the two chachamim that are each honoring the other one. Each one's waiting for the other to go first. Mara mer marneil bereisha, mara mer marneil bereisha. Each one is saying, 'You go first, you go first.'" So Amar, so the Arab merchant said, "Dina hu drab Rav Huna leil bereisha. Rab Rav Huna should be the one should go first because he's a chacham ben chacham, right? He's Rabba Bar Huna. So Chalav Gamle Rab Bar Huna, the Gamle of Rab Bar Huna went first. Nasur Kiche Vishine Deutaya, and that Arab merchant's teeth fell out because he was Mevaza Rav Hamnuna by making that determination that Rav Hamnuna's mita should not go first. Pasachle Hu Yinuka. So a young person started to say, "Hasbid Geza Yeshishim, the offspring of Gedolim. Rabba Bar Rav Huna was a Geza Yeshishim, the offspring of Gedolim, the child of Rav Huna. Olami Bavel has arrived from Bavel. The Imo Sefer Melchamos." And he has a Sefer Melchamos, meaning the Melchamta Shel Torah, he has Sefer Torah with him, meaning the Sefer Torah that's with him is Rav Hamnuna. The other guy was a walking Sefer Torah when he was alive. So he has a Sefer Torah with him. There's a third time in today's daf that a deceased person is compared to a Sefer Torah, that a human being, a Jew, is compared to a Sefer Torah. Kas v'kipot huchbalu. So the double klala is coming to the world. Liros b'shod v'shevra abam yishiner. To see the Levaya of Rabbi Rav Huna and Rav Hamnuna that were both Niftar and Bavel. So katzaf alolama v'chamas men nefashos. The Kodesh Baruch Hu got angry at his world and he took away these two special nefashos. V'samuk mem kekala chadasha, and he's a mesameach in their arrival in Shemayim, like a kala chadasha v'rochev arovel sasa sameach b'voy love nefesh naki v'tzadik. And the rochev arovel, so Kodesh Baruch Hu is overjoyed in greeting these special neshamos up in Shemayim. Ki nach nafshei d'Ravina pasach aliyus habtanu. When Ravina passed away, the hesped was, tamarim higiu rosh at tzadik hatamar, that these great tamarim, these have reached to like a tzaddik that is nimshal like a tamar that only has one lev, so too tzaddik is only lev echad aviv shabashmayim nasim leilus kiyam malmesim leilus kiyam, and therefore we have to make our nights like daytime in terms of hespedim, and we have to give hespedim all through the night, just like these people were nasim leilus kiyam, just like they made their daytime like night, their nighttime like day in their learning Torah. Amar le Ravashi le Bar Kippuk, Ravashi said, Ravashi asked Bar Kippuk, who was a saptan, "Hahu Yoma, that day that I die," he said, "My Amrit, what are they going to say in the hesped that they say for me when I die?" So Amalei, Amina im barazim nafla shel heves. That's this is what they'll say in the hesped. If the fire will be seen by a tzaddik, which is like an erez, and it will burn him, my yasu ezuvikir. So what's going to happen with regular people, the low life, the regular people, that the fire won't consume them? Meaning, if Rav Ashi, which is like an erez, was taken to the olam ha'emes, what's going to be left with the ezuvikir? With all the regular people. And another mashal, Luvyasan Mechaka Hoala, Mayasu Dage Rakak. If the Luvyasan, which is considered to be a zoom kind of down. If the Luvyasan, which is this giant fish, is going to be affected by the waves or whatever, is going to be damaged. So what are the regular fish going to do? Benachal Shote, if Nafla Chaka, Mayasu may gave him. If the heavy and intense streams of water are going to be impacted, what would regular calm waters be like? So Amalei Baravin, so Baravin responded. He was a saptan to said Chas v'shalom dechak v'shal heves b'tzadike amina. You shouldn't compare tzadikim to burning of a fire and to these things being ruined in any way. My Amrit, so what do you say, what should you say in the Hespin? Amina b'chula avelim v'lola aveda. That we say that we should cry for the avelim, but not for the aveda, not for the person who died. Shehila manucha vanu la'anacha. Meaning when a tzaddik dies, don't worry about the tzaddik, he's in a better place, he's actually doing okay. What you worry about is the avelim, the people who are left behind, they're the ones that are in fact suffering. Chalash daite alayu, so Rav Ashi got upset about this. The ishapuch barayu, and because of that, their feet were turned, were messed up for saying this, for upsetting Rav Ashi. Ahu yom, that day the Rav Ashi died. Lo asul aspude, they didn't come to be maspid him because they had this problem with their feet. They weren't able to be maspid anymore. Vahenu dam Rav Ashi, lo bar kipuch chalitz, lo bar oven chalitz, and that's what Rav Ashi said. That sorry, I'm just trying to fix the zoom here. I don't know what happened there. That's why still some people here. Okay, sorry about that, zoomers. That's what they said, that lo bar kippah chalitz, lo bar oven chalitz. That the Ravashi said about Amemar, that someone who walks on the backs of his feet is not able to do chalitza. Bar kippah and bar oven were not ra'u for chalitza, because they suffered this foot problem because of this maisa that happened. So Rava kiava asa l'diglas, when Rava reached the river, the Chidekel River, which is a dangerous place, amle l'bar oven kum ema milsa. So Rava said to bar oven, go and daven, kaiva amar. So he got up and he davened, bo rov shlishis bar ma. That Rava, who's like a Rove of Klal Yisrael, which is called Shlishis, should be able to come through the waters. So you should have Rachmanus and save us, even though we were like an Isha Sotami Baila, even though we didn't behave properly. Don't punish us and don't abandon us, like the Me'amarim punished the Isha Sota, who's Nivdekas, by the Me'amarim. And Isha Sota. I'm on mute. Oh, sorry. Sorry about that, everybody. Okay, so sorry about all the complications here. So that like an Isha Sota who's Nivdekas with the Me'amarim. So Baravin was trying to say in his tefillah to be Mavakesh that even though we've done all these Averos, we shouldn't be punished like a Sota is punished for her misdeeds. So the Gemara continues to skip the parentheses. Rabbi Chanan Chasnei de Beis Nasiyahava. Rabbi Chanan was a son-in-law of the Beis Hanasi. Lokahavilei bani, and he didn't have children. So Bai Rachmei Vahavilei. So he davened to be able to have children. This is a Tafyomi coincidence. Today is the Shasathon for a time. It's a tremendous event for an organization for people who struggle with fertility issues. So here the Gemara talks about he didn't have children, and they davened, and they finally had a child, but unfortunately this story did not have a happy ending. Hahu Yoma Tavale Nach Nafshe, the very day his child was born, he died. Pasach Lehu Sabdana, so the Maspid said about him, Simcha Letuga Nevcha, the Simcha of the Leda that turned into sadness. Sason V'Yagon, that the Sason of the Yoma Mila is together with the Yagon over the Misa. Nidbeku, and they therefore attached to each other. Be'is Simcha Sonenach, at the time of his simcha, there's this terrible groan of a loss. Be'ez chaninaso avad chanino. At the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted him this great gift, the child lost his father who had davened for him. So sikul lechanan al shmei. So they called him Chanan, named after his father, Rabbi Chanan. Kinach nafshid Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan passed away, paskalei Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar, kosh alom yisol kiyom ba Hashem shmitzrayim. This is as difficult a day as the day that the sun set in mid-afternoon. Tichsiv v'hayo b'yom ahu ve'evesi Hashem shmitzrayim v'am Rabbi Yochanan. That pasuk is a reference to the day that Yoshio was killed. So it's a day that's so terrible for Klal Yisrael that the patira of Rabbi Yochanan is as bad as the day that Yoshio was killed. Kinach nafshid Rabbi Yochanan. Similarly, when Rabbi Yochanan passed away, Yosef Rabbi Ami Shiva Ushloshim. Rabbi Ami observed Avelus of Shiva and Avelus of Shloshim. Amar Rabbi Abba Breder Bchia Baraba. Amar Rabbi Ami Diavad LeGarmeu Davad. When Rabbi Ami did this to observe Shiva and Shloshim, that was his own business. That was his own chumrah. Tachiyam Rabbi Chiya Baraba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Rabbo Shalim Do Chachma, Enu Yoshiv Elav Elu Yom Echad. Because Rabbi Yochanan himself had taught that you don't do that. You only observe one day of Avelus. Kinach Nafshid Rabbi Zeir. When Rabbi Zeir passed away, Pasach Leyu Sabdana, a certain Sabdan said, Eretz Shinar Harav Yolda, that Eretz Shinar became impregnated and gave birth to Rabbi Zeir. Meaning he was born in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Tzvi Gidlo Shashua, and Eretz Yisrael was Megadel him. Tveria could say, Oy nala, ki avda kli chemdasa, because it lost the reason for its existence. It lost its kli chemda when Rabbi Zeira died. Ki nach nafshid Rabbi Avo, when Rabbi Avo was nifter, achisa amudi de kisrei Maya. There were the Amudim, the pillars of Kisri, started pouring out water like tears. To Rabbi Yossi, when Rabbi Yossi passed away, Shafu Marzve de Tzipuri Dama, the gutters of Tzipuri were filled with blood. To Rabbi Yaakov, Ischamiu Kochvei Kiyamama. When Rabbi Yaakov passed away, the stars were seen in the middle of the day as if it were nighttime, because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the Teva, that the whole Tzura of the way the world runs was changed because of the tsar that the world was experiencing. To Rabbi Yassi, when Rabbi Yassi died, Iakru Kalilana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu uprooted trees from their places in order that people should feel that about the loss of the tzaddik. To Rabbi Chia, when Rabbi Chia passed away, Nechisu Kipi Dinura Mirkiya, there were stones of fire that came down in Hashemayim. To Rabbi Nachum, Rabbi Simai, when Rabbi Nachum, Rabbi Simai died, Ishtol Tzalmanoye Vahavul Mechlutzaya, the images on statues statues and the images on coins were smoothed out where they didn't have, you couldn't see the human image anymore, because Rabbi Menachem was someone who was a tzaddik who never looked at the tzura of a matbeya, because when he died, the tzura actually changed. To Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chiya, when Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chiya died, iskatzu kol indrataya, all the indratos, which are the statues they make for the covenant of kings, all of those were cut down. To Rabbi Eliyashiv, when Rabbi Eliyashiv died, ichatru shivin machtarta, the ganavim bin Arda, the ganavim had to dig 70 tunnels to hide in Arda, because as long as he was alive, his zuchus protected them, that there shouldn't be ganavim in his city, and now the ganavim are running rampant. To Rav Hamnuna, when Rav Hamnuna died, nechisu kipi debrada meirikia, stones of barad, of hail, came down from Shemayim to damage the world because of the loss of the tzaddikim. To Rabbi of Rav Yosef, when Rabbi and Rav Yosef died, nashu kipi deprasa adadi, the planks of the bridge were broken and they were clacking against each other. To Abaye v'Rava, when Abaye and Rava died, nashu kipi tediglas adadi, the planks of the bridge over Diglas had the same thing. Kinach nafshi drav Misharshia, and when Rav Misharshia died, ton dikli shiti, the dekalim, instead of growing tamarim, instead of growing delicious dates, delicious fruits, instead they grew only thorns. Okay, we're going to stop a little early because I do have to get going. Everyone have a wonderful day. Be'ez Hashem, will pick up at the Braisa tomorrow morning. And again, my apologies to the Zoomers for all of the technical difficulties this morning.